just like Dino's tips. That's how fast they go. That's how fast the stinger goes. It's an absolute cracker what we do for first-time players. Have a look at the quaddy legs. The next major metropolitan meeting, of course, headquarters tomorrow in Melbourne town. Get you a bit of value floating around. We call that the Rama Ruffy, and Dino has a bit of look at that for us. And then the formula bet. Which you can register for at the website, rsn.net.au, and Dino will invest on your behalf. One lucky listener a week gets Dino invest on his behalf. Three cracks at it, 40 the win on one, 40 the win on the other, and 40 the all up for the formula bet. So do it. Register today at the competitions page, rsn.net.au. Dino, tomorrow the first leg of the quaddy is race number 6 over the 1,800 metres. It's a benchmark 84 affair. And we'll get a full field of 16. Number 6, Chablis, is scratched for Chris Waller, which means Greg Kahn gets a crack for Peter Galagotis. Not sure if Greg Kahn's in your numbers or not, but we'll get a full field. And the favourite at this stage, according to the newspaper, is not even in the race. Number 18, Coolth, for Tony and Calvin McAvoy. $3.90 at tab.com.au. Two questions. Do you think it's going to get a run? And would you put it in your numbers?
Take the $1.01 that's going to get a run, Daniel. There's already been another two scratchings. So there's already three scratchings now. Le Chevalier, Chablis and Basawa. Numbers 4, 6 and 10 are already out. So if you're a cool fan, you're in the field. And he's got a very good chance. Ran really well last week. I'm going to utter a sentence I never thought I'd say. I'm tipping Canaan, number 7.
Oh, wow.
I thought he ran really well last start. He's had a trial on Monday. He went really well. And there is a distinct pattern in his form. His best runs each preparation, even if they haven't been wins, the best performances have been third up. So I'm going with him to beat Coolth, number 18, who's got a great chance. He ran really well last week, got held up. He went from the, just interesting, he went from the 33rd best 400 of the meeting to the fourth best last 200. That's how long he was held up.
Gee.
And he only got a 200 metre dash at them, and he flew and he ran really well. He's got a great chance. Five Kingdom, as honest as they come, he'll make his own luck up on the speed. He'll come across from the wide draw, he'll take that out of the equation quickly. He'll run well. 14 Worthily ran into a very smart horse in Uncle Bryn at Sale. He'll be fitter for that run. And the other emergency's got in already as well in Australia, and he was scratched from a weaker race last week that I thought he had a great chance in, and Chris Waller, happy to run him in the benchmark 84 level. I think he's got a bit of a chance, so he'd be next best. But no, I think Canaan, if he's ever going to win another race, tomorrow could be the day.
Well, we weren't expecting that today, Nicholas, for Dino to suggest that Canaan can win the race. Are the punters expecting that?
Has been popular. $10 into 8 on the fourth line of betting at that quote. Coolth, the best back galloper, $6.50 into $4. But Dino, for those that might not be fully across the story, can you just recap the story about Canaan and why this would be such a very special victory for those loyal owners?
Well, after he won the Frank Packer Plate, which is a good race every year for three-year-olds at the end of the Randwick Carnival, there was an offer of $2.5 million put on the table, which wasn't taken, and I think he's run one placing since then, a fourth last start, and that would be the as soon as there's a figure put on horses' heads,
run.
It's amazing what happens to them.
Is the general rule take the cash and run, Dino?
Well, it depends on your situation, I suppose, Daniel. And obviously, these good folk thought that they could knock that back, and maybe the horse was the horse of what they were looking for, and history's now shown that it wasn't. So, but rule of thumb, grab the money.
Yeah, makes sense to me. So, Nicholas, the market again?
Coolth being well back, $6.50 into $4, the clear favourite now at that quote. Worthily, a $5.50 second elect, Five Kingdom at 8. And Canaan, Dino's on top selection, $10 into 8, the fourth elect at that price.
All right. That is the assessment of the first leg of the quaddy. It's got a bit of a story behind it, which we love around these parts. That's why we love sport, for stories. We went through that again this morning. Rama, you're a storyteller of great note around these parts, and your job is to relay the numbers as they are given to us by the great Dean Lester. Can you tell us, please, the numbers for the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Flemington?
7, 18, 3. 14 and 19.
7, 18, 3, 14, 19 are the numbers for the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg is race number 7. And it's the Hilton Nicholas Straight 6, the 1,200-metre affair. Listed affair tomorrow at headquarters. The full field of 16 going around at this stage. Any scratchings, Dino, before I get too deep into it?
Yes, Daniel. Regards, Marie's running in the Goodwood, so you take out number 3.
Oh, we've got a lot. We had a lot of dual acceptors in these two meets. It's been a bit of a problem, hasn't it?
It's a major problem. There's horses that would have to be physically in Adelaide right now that haven't been scratched from Flemington and vice versa, and then Sydney, and it's not ideal.
Do you think, and I'm digressing a little bit, do you think that that affects the investments in the racing?
I think the early speculations very much so, because you're going to get a deduction one way or the other, or you know, if you like one horse. So if you like Cherry Tortoni, he's in Melbourne and Adelaide tomorrow.
Yep.
He's a great chance in both races. Do you back him in one? And or if you like something to beat him, you're going to cop a deduction somewhere. So it's a frustration.
Fair enough too, I reckon. I've got to sort that out. That system is unacceptable, I would have thought, these days, and with the technology the way it is. Let's have a look at the field, though. We'll have 16 going around. Fluorescent Star will get a go for Amy and Ashiagi. But the favourite is Front Page at $3.30. It was a very good horseman to burst onto the scene. Dino, last start winner, $3.30. You on board?
Very much so, Daniel. As you said, he burst on the scene 2 years ago, and he's probably been one horse that I think has been a bit of a victim of COVID, because he's such a good straight horse, yet trained over the border by Jeff Duray. Last winter, he couldn't get to those good sprint races, and in the end, he ran at Moonee Valley. Then he ran in a Group 2 down the straight, which he probably missed his chance. Listed Group 3 were the races that he probably would love to have aimed up at. And then he had to run at the Valley again to finish that campaign when he ran second to Lombardo, who's a good horse. His win in the Wagga Town Plate was absolutely outstanding. And he's back down the straight from a great draw. He's the one to beat from number 12, It's Our Time, who, interestingly enough, Danny O'Brien explained yesterday, he just wasn't really in the right frame of mind to race last start. He played up pre-race. He played up at the barriers. It caused him to miss the start. He still ran fourth, and that was probably the worst run he's put in a long time. See, they've made a little gear change to the earmuffs pre-race, so hopefully just to keep him nice and calm, settled, and to perform to his best, because his best is certainly good enough for this. 11, and that is Charlize. If there's a long odds winner of this race, I reckon Charlize has trialled up very well, and first up she's had 4 goes, 2 wins, 2 placings. I think they'll be really keen to get black type performance on her resume and for her to run very well. And number 8, Serious Suspect, who does reserve his best form for the Flemington Straight, as well as he's been going in other races. This is his sweet spot, Flemington. He's had a jump out since his last run. He's certainly got a chance. But Front Page, the one to beat.
Front Page, the one to beat. Favourite at the market at tab.com.au. Nicholas, what's been the movement?
Yeah, Front Page and It's Our Time, both popular. Front Page, $3.60 into $3.10, the clear favourite at that quote. And It's Our Time, $4.40 into $3.50. The other one that Dino threw in for the quaddie at Bigger Odds, Charlize, currently $34 the win, 9 the place. The third elect, Dino, Ranting, back in the winner's list last start. What do you make of Ranting here, second up?
Yeah, he did quite a good job to win last start. He goes up a little bit in weight. He's been okay down the straight at Flemington. He's got a couple of placings to his credit. I just think he goes into a better race here, but yeah, he's not hopeless, and probably the same for Ocean Beyond that ran second to him, but I'm hoping this is a bit of a trim-up leg.
And Curran second up from a spell?
Curran is going, he's been back to the trial since that first up run where he ran, again, he was okay behind Extreme Warrior. That was a very low pressure race and a very bunch finish. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I like Curran sort of up to 1,100. He just gets 1,200. So, again, place chance, but not a quality number for me.
What a great morning it must be out there. 6 balloons. 6! I don't recall the last time we saw 6 balloons out the window. Whitey, there's no season.
Their confidence is back.
I was just about to say exactly that, Dino. The confidence is back.
6 of them.
Maybe they got, like, they get. Do they get suspended for...
I have to go poor, through, like, a barrier trial again.
Poor piloting. Yeah,
the
they
yips.
They get
the yips.
They got to get a certificate.
It's an industry I don't want to be in if they're getting the yips.
No, exactly right.
Are they pilots?
Yes, they are.
They are pilots.
Yes,
were
they are pilots. Oh,
absolutely they are.
They're not balloonists.
No, they're pilots.
No.
They're pilots. They're not balloonists. Six of them towering above the city here in Melbourne at the moment. Magnificent. That's a great way to open the morning. Even better ways to get the numbers for the quaddie. Second leg, Rammer, that is your job. What are the numbers, please?
9, 12, 11, 8.
9, 12, 11, and 8. So race number 8, speaking of, is the third leg of the quaddie over the 1,600 metres. A benchmark 100 affair. I don't know if there's any scratchings at this stage, but there's 15 on my newspaper. And Tuvalu for Lindsay Smith. So a big couple of days. Is a favourite at the tab at $2.80. Just wins a lot, Dino, this horse, Tuvalu. 2 out of 3 this campaign already in the bag. Can we make it 3 out of 4?
I think he's a great chance to do so, Daniel, yeah. The scratchings at the moment, Junipel 3 and 11 Bell Plus here. The dual acceptors are Sosie Bond and Cherry Tortoni, who are both in the betting. But Tuvalu, yeah, I mean, he's $2.60. Fair chance Cherry Tortoni, maybe Sosie Bonner in Adelaide, so he might be $2.30 after scratchings. He's the one to beat. He'll make his own luck up on the speed. I want to have one up in front and one steaming from the back, and the one from the back is Skyman, who gets back to Flemington where he does his best work, and I think he's ready to run well. I think the market's got that pretty right. I'm giving little chances to 9, Pro Consent, who was a terrific run at Warrnambool behind Tuvalu, meets him 3 kilos better and has a good record at 1,600. He's drawn for a great run, so I think he's right in the mix. 15, Vitruvius, is just bursting to win a race. He's so far out of the handicap here. He's really, you know, poorly weighted in essence and placed, but he's just going so well. I'm putting him in. And well, if Cherry Tortoni's here, he goes in. And 5, Limbs Cruiser, who comes over from Tassie. His run in the Golden Mile at Bendigo was outstanding, and that's been a very good form race. So I wouldn't want him sort of bobbing up at a big price without me. So, yep, Tuvalu's the one to beat, but I'm loading the bases a little bit here.
Loading the bases. I like that terminology. But number 13 on top, Tuvalu for Lindsay Smith. Quinny, the punter's coming.
Absolutely. Tuvalu's been $3.80 into $2.60, one of the better backed runners anywhere across the country tomorrow. Skyman now at $8 second elect. Cherry Tortoni at $8.50 with Vitruvius. And the runner that Dino mentioned there at very big odds, number 5, Limbs Cruiser, a $31 chance. So, Dino, at $2.60, I get the feeling you're tipping the horse on top, but by far from a good thing. And maybe $2.60 is a little on the short side for you?
Yeah, it is a little bit. He's, as I said, he's the one to beat. But geez, even his stablemate straight away, Pro Consent, who ran him pretty close at Warrnambool, I think he's got a great chance, as I've mentioned. And yeah, I don't think it's as clear-cut as the market's got it. He's a good winning horse, and he's progressing well. I'll be interested to see how he goes tomorrow, because I still don't think what he did at Warrnambool was his best, but maybe that was because of the really heavy ground.
Righto, that's race number 8, third leg of the quaddie. All analysed by the world's best, Dean Lester, on the Friday form. Rammer, I need your numbers, ploys.
13, 8, 9, 15, 2, 5.
13, 8, 9, 15, 2, and 5. 3 legs down, 1 leg to go. The formula bet just around the corner of Rammer Ruffy. Just sneaking up on us too, Whitey.
We've just seen a text here from Scott from Williamstown. Just on behalf of Canaan's owners, can we please stop mentioning the background yes. story? To my house.
I hate mentioning it. I feel for them.
Oh, man. That's a horror. That is a horror. Some more news coming through. The Cole Chalmers' decision to keep Cody Simpson off the Australian swim team has taken a spicy turn amid rumours of a love triangle with Emma McKeon. That's maybe Kyle and Emma were a bit of a thing, and Cody's come in, and now he's a thing.
This is real Big Brother
this
sort of stuff.
This is more sort of home and away, neighbours area.
This has got Ramdistra written all over
it. Yes. By the way, a pilot of an air balloon is called an aeronaut, according to the text.
Well, I was not aware of that.
According to the text.
I'll take Chris's word for that. He knows stuff. Aeronaut, like that. Now, that's a spicy little Kyle Chalmers Simpson McKeon thing. That's real sort of Salem, Days of Our Lives, Bo and Hope.
You just buried the lead there, though, Daniel. Adam referred to people that are in Big Bubble. Big Brother by name. He knows their names.
Oh, my word. Tully and Drew. You know, they go way back.
We definitely cannot be friends anymore.
We can't be friends anymore. It's gone too far.
This is a 9-year on again, off again type of romance.
It's gone too far, and I need to get to a break so we can get the last look at the quad. It's very important. There's no point having three. We need all four. We'll do it after this. It stands the test of time, this.
I really like this song.
It's a beauty.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It stands the test of time. There are people out there that like to diss my girl Cher, but this is a cracker. Yeah, it's a banger, as the kids would say these days.
She was wearing a banger in that film.
That's your best
that
work.
That might be the greatest
ever.
Moment
your
you've
best
had.
Best work ever.
In 6 years. Yeah. That could be it.
Timing,
right there.
Delivery, all perfect.
That was very good. You've been hanging around with me too long. Well done.
Touché.
Well done. God, that's good. You're hot to trot today. I like when you're up and about, Whitey. Great song. Great film clip. And stands the test of time. And we're celebrating this song today because Cher, or Sherilyn Lapierre.
Or Cher.
Well, depending on how you say it, tomato, tomato, is having a birthday today. She was born in El Centro, California, a few moons ago today. This was a song, for those playing at home as a reference point. Turn back time was...
1989.
That was when it was like her renaissance, wasn't it? She'd been off the scene for a long time, and all of a sudden she just came back.
Yeah, Heart of Stone was the album.
She went acting.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, she did. That was there. Was it Mermaids? Was she in Mermaids?
She was in Mermaids. She was in Mask. Great movie. Not The Mask, Daniel.
No, not The Mask. No, different one. Different one.
Someone I guess she wears one sort of on a regular basis.
Well,
there's been some updates.
She's preserved. Yeah, she's camouflaged her age well.
Yes.
Done a good job.
Off this mess for you, Whitey. Drop the mic, stand up, and walk out.
That's it. George Costanza moment.
George Costanza. That is a real mic drop moment from our man. That was brilliant stuff. Now, Cher, how do you want to say it, Rama?
You're the host.
Cher for me, a bit more exotic. She's having a birthday today, and I need to know from Dino, because he gets to go first every week here, because he has an unbelievable knack of knowing all this stuff. It's quite remarkable, really. Dino, how old is Cher, or Sherilyn Lapierre, today, please?
She's 75.
75 for Dino. Rama, how old is Sherilyn?
I was thinking 73.
Right, 73 for you. Quinny, you normally go the unders. Where's this?
No, I'm going to go the overs today. I'm going to go 76.
76 for Quinny today. And White Man?
I'll just play middle ground, go 74.
74. Now, you're not going to believe this. You're all in the window. This is exciting. All in the window,
that
one of you.
Nicholas Quinn's the winner.
Great deduction, Dino. Quinny, she's 76. Well done.
Oh, correct.
Outstanding performance, Nicholas. This never happens.
I'm without speech.
Well, we're without baked goods and you're without speech. That's no good for anyone when you're without speech.
Well, the good news is that I've never won this and Dino's lost the Ramaruffi in 2022.
That's the first time, Mike, in 2022.
Correct.
That's quite remarkable.
Trent has just texted in to say that Cher won an Academy Award for Moonstruck.
Moonstruck, yeah, Moonstruck, absolutely. Yeah.
And she wore a interesting
sequiny
dress. That's right. Interesting dress that night from America.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Less is more was the thing there.
It was a real theme for a few years from our girl then. Less is more. Very good, Dino. Very good indeed. All right, let's get back to the quaddy legs because we need the one more. We need the last leg. We're going to take the cash and take our ticket to the camera and say, pay up, please. 1,100 metres is the distance off the track community trophy. Benchmark 70 affair, Dino. We've got 16 going around. I'm sure there'll be some scratchings because there'll be some dual acceptors somewhere.
Yep.
But the tab at this stage has Grand Pope, who's drawn barrier 19 down the straight before Nick Ryan. And John McNeil is favourite and pretty open market at $5 at tab.com.au.
Yes. Ernie's the early scratching here, Daniel.
Ernie. Ernie Sigley? Is there a Sigley?
No, number eight.
Hang on, number eight. Oh, the Big Easy. Very good. Very good, Ernie. Number eight, the Big Easy, scratched from the last. Righto.
Going to number 13 here, Mississippi, at a little bit of a price. I thought she trialled pretty well recently. She's an unusual sort of mare in that she's by American. You'd think she'd be more of a staying type, but she is more of a sprinter, and I think she can run well fresh at each way odds, but with very limited confidence. 11 Grand Pope was a massive winner down the straight here a few runs back, and I think can certainly run very well. Giving a chance to nine, Circulatory. Richard and Will Friedman bring this one down, having won three of its past five. And next best, number 15, and that is Red Hot Nick, who did quite a good job to win the $100,000 restricted race at Sale on Good Friday. He's drawn to get down the outside. I think that's probably where they'll come as a group, and he'll be competitive. But I think if the third and fourth emergencies get in, they must go in, Charmwing and Fumiko, but at this stage we'll just go with the four main chances.
All right, keep an eye on the emergencies. If 19 and 20 get a run, throw them in. Quinny, your selection in the paper today is the scratched horse, Big Ernie, the Big Easy, is Outski. What's that do for you?
Dints the confidence somewhat, but we'll take a look at the market with Grand Pope, the market leader, now at $5. Zach DeBoss, $6.50. For Miko, an $8 chance. There's been support for Red Hot Nick, $10 into $8.50. And at longer odds, a little bit of support for Japery, who's an $11 chance. And I won't quiz Dino with questions, looking at the time, and Steve-O's tapping his watch.
Steve-O, tell Steve-O, we're the ones with the microphones on here, at the back, and just do his thing. Look after Brent Harvey, who's getting ready for the Friday Footy Preview, just by the way. So, Rama, can you recap the numbers, please, in the last leg of the quaddy for our punters?
Yes, I can, and those numbers are 13, 11, 9, and 15.
13, 11, 9, and 15. Now, you're not going to believe this. Some of our listeners have had some incidents this morning, and they would like some assistance to recap. Richie says, Mr. Quaddy Numbers, ScoMo's tackles inspired me. I'm now writing a book called The Prodigal Bunny about raising a child using sport. Chapter titles so far, Sheep Stations, I own three. Taped Rubber Guts at Full Tilt. 9 for 2 and 623 not out, backyard training. Young Kids Can't Dunk. Shirt Front, The Quick Lesson. And You Bolt It, You Fetch It. So Richie's missed because he's been busy, has Richie. John in Phillip Island says, Mr. Quaddy Numbers, I was picking up Quinny's slack and will be in shortly with the baked goods. That's good business, John.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate that. Now, can you please repeat the quality numbers again? I'm over 60 and seem to have slept in from my afternoon nap. that's a good effort. What a good afternoon nap that is. Good morning, gents. Rama, can you please repeat the quality numbers? I missed them as I had to have a nap. Oh, a lot of them. So exhausted from going up to the buffet and back. Great exercise, but very tiring. That's from Patel. Tommy and Ashburton says, missed the numbers and the Canaan story. Can you please repeat each? Now, we're not going to do the Canaan story, Tommy. Leave us alone. We'll give you the numbers. This, can you please do the quality numbers again? I missed them as the hot air balloon I'm in was seemingly about to hit a building and I couldn't hear them for the screaming. Can you please repeat the quality numbers? I was body slamming 9-year-olds. Scott M. from Canberra. And hi, birds. Cher here. I was adjusting my banger and missed the last look of the quaddy. Can you please give them again? Cher, for you, we will do it. Rama, what are the numbers, please?
Race 6, 7, 18, 3, 14, and 19. Race 7, 9, 12, 11, and 8. Race 8, 13, 8, 9, 15, 2, and 5. And then race 9, 13, 11, 9, and 15.
They are your numbers for the quaddy tomorrow at Flemington. Let's get to the formula bet, Dino. Who are you playing for and where are you looking tomorrow?
For Tony Doindam of Avondale Heights. And for Tony, we are having $40 to win race 3, number 2, Flash Feeling, $40 to win at race 7, number 9, Front Page, $40 on the all-up of the pair. Race 3, number 2, into race 7, number 9 for Tony Doindam of Avondale Heights.
3-2-7-9 for Tone. Quinny, what's that come to, please?
Flash Feeling currently at $4, Front Page at $3.10, and the all-up comes to $12.40.
$12.40. We'll take that and run 3-2 into 7-9 for Tone tomorrow at Flemington. Let's get to the Rama Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rama's Ruffy for the Kia Stinger. The perfect balance of power and refinement. Book a thrill ride and experience the Kia Stinger.
You can experience it Checking out Kia.com.au. Check your local dealer. It's a great car. The Stinger. Vroom, is how it goes. Just like the Rama Ruffy. What's caught your eye tomorrow, Dino?
Daniel, just under the double figure odds, but it was a touch over when I decided on it yesterday. Race 4, number 13, Israelite Bay. Really good win first up, and it's got some really good form last time in. I don't think the market's quite spotted her yet, and I think she'll start shorter, and I think she's got a great winning chance. Race 4, number 13.
Race 4, number 13, Israelite Bay. Quinny, what does the market say at the tab?
Currently $9.50 the win, $3.10 to place.
We'll take that and run every day of the week, thank you. $9.50 the win, $3.10 the place for Israelite Bay, race 4, number 13. Your Rama Ruffy for this week at headquarters. Dino, what about the Goodwood? I know I don't want to bring it up, but have you got a winner maybe for the punters, perhaps?
I think the best chances are Bohemoth and the Astrologist. Bohemoth was terrific without much luck first up, and the Astrologist's racing really well, and I think he's going to get the absolute gun run from the draw. So he's probably my tip, the Astrologist.
And if I was to maybe head you on a plane to the Queensland for a second for the Doombin Cup, would there be anything that stands out outside of Zaki, or was Zaki the winner?
Just the margin.
Just the margin.
Look, in fairness, the wet track isn't his best ground, but he'll still be too good.
Too good. Righto, we're great to chat to you as always, Dino. Good luck to you and all involved across the weekend on RSN 927. Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Good man. The great Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. Great to have him part of the team on a Friday morning. Nicholas, you've been excellent as well. What have you got for us?
I like Quintello, race 9, number 13, up at Rose Hill. Currently $2.40. I think we'll firm from there and be too good once again.
Race 9, number 13 at Rose Hill for Quinny. We'll touch base with you a little bit later on, mate. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you all.
That is the Friday form on The Breakfast Club for another week. Getting ready for a big weekend of racing. We'll get to a break. Boomer Harvey, the AFL Games record holder.